I'm Tracy Ellison. This is the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Washington State Senate Republican Caucus. You would be required to vote in every major election under a bill progressing through the Washington State Legislature. The measure cleared the Senate State Government and Elections Committee and could be headed to the Senate floor for a vote. Democratic Senator Sam Hunt is the chair of the committee. He says it wouldn't be hard to find people who'd be breaking the law by not voting.
We know who most of the people who don't vote are because they're already registered voters. And we have a large percentage of our eligible population that is registered to vote. And we know that if Joe Blow is not voting, but he's a registered voter, we know where he lives and where we can find him.
While the proposal doesn't currently include a penalty for failing to vote, the legislature would be able to add one in the future. Democratic Senator Patty Kuderer supports the legislation.
When I read this bill, I was like, this is really about behavior modification.
Senator Jeff Wilson is the ranking Republican on the State Government and Elections Committee. He opposes the bill.
Compulsory voting came in under the title Universal Civic Duty, which there's no duty when you're forced to comply. This was a prime example of us going backwards on a constitutional republic as we head towards countries, say, like North Korea would act. This is a bad form of government, not representing the people, and most of all, it disrespects your First Amendment, right? And this has all been supported by the Supreme Court decision from 1977 on compulsory speaking. Our First Amendment gives us the right to speak or to not speak. And this does apply to voting. You do have the right to vote, and you should vote. We encourage that. But to have any form of discipline or the threat of a consequence in any way if you do not choose to vote, there's where we run afoul of our Constitution.
Republican Senator Phil Fortunato says he doesn't like the idea of forcing people to vote.
I think one of the things that gets me is this is another requirement that we are forcing on the electorate. Now, this should be a proud moment. This should be something that people want to do. But this is the United States of America for a little while longer. And in that situation, we should not be compelled to do something that we may or may not want to do. Just like we shouldn't be compelled to have to speak or to not speak. And I think this just rubs me the wrong way, that it's another thing that we're forcing people to do.
Andy Craig of the Rainey Center and Cato Institute testified against the compulsory voting measure during a public hearing.
It's impractical, unpopular, and unconstitutional. When surveyed, Americans consistently reject it by lopsided margins, and they are right to do so. No matter how you slice it, compelled voting, like other kinds of compelled speech, is unconstitutional. Mandate to vote, even without any penalty, would still violate the First Amendment. You can't have it both ways, proclaiming voting is mandatory while also trying to evade constitutional accountability by saying, in effect, you don't really mean it. There's a long tradition of conscientious non-voting by Americans who abstain from sincere religious, philosophical, and political motives. Some voters are strict faith pacifists, some are committed ideological anarchists, and some people are simply disinterested in politics or view all politicians with disdain, as is their right. During World War II, states tried to coerce students to participate in another civic ritual, the Pledge of Allegiance. Striking that down for the majority, Justice Jackson wrote that if there is any fixed star in our constitutional constellation, it is that no official, high or petty, can prescribe what shall be orthodox in politics, nationalism, religion, or other matters of opinion, or force citizens to confess by word or act their faith therein. So I encourage you to drop the idea of forcing citizens to confess their faith in democracy.
The bill requires all Washington voters to cast ballots in every primary and general election. This is the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Washington State Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis.